I've got a story I want you to tell you told me off the air once. You've got some good mates that like to fish in the deep water. And one day they were going spearing out somewhere and it was really deep. You told me this ages ago and there was a boogie board involved. Can you share this story with me? I just thought of it.
So I've done a little bit of spearfishing over the years and I wouldn't say I'm great at it by any standard. 10 metres is where I like to dive to. And a good friend of mine said, Nick, we're going spearfishing. Do you want to come? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we're in the boat and it's 3 hours we've been in the boat and I've done the maps and we're pretty far out. We're about 100 k's. Off the coast. We're out near Piff and Myrmidon, right on the edge of the continental shelf. And my mate says, this is where we're going spearing. It's 90 metres of water. And I said, are you crazy? I can't dive 90 metres. He goes, oh, no, don't be silly. We don't dive 90 metres. We're going to jump in with a dead tuna on a boogie board. You're going to lay in the water and chop it up. And me and the other guy are going to sit either side with these rail guns and basically shoot anything that comes up. Hopefully it's a wahoo and not a shark. Just nearly fell off my perch.
That's insane.
Nearly fell off
but
my
you
horse.
Did it.
Yeah, well, you know, you get all that way out there and you can't be around, you can't pussy out about it.
You would have been sitting there going, you're shocky,
Well, I actually got in trouble a couple of times because I missed a wahoo that swam past and my friend said, what are you looking at? How come you didn't shoot that? I said, I'm looking at the, 3 metre shark that's below us.
Oh, there was sharks.
Yeah, there's massive sharks. And he goes, well, we're not trying to kill the sharks.
But like... What if they were trying to kill you?
Yeah, I think they were trying to eat us. Yeah, but no, it's interesting. As much as I'm scared of sharks sometimes, but the more you interact with them, watch them, they'd rather sit below you and eat the burley and that sort of stuff than come up and try and attack you. And people have described to me this: they'd rather be scavengers than hunters sharks because even as an apex predator, if you get hurt while hunting, you actually can get bust an eye or a gill, and your inability to hunt after that means you could actually starve to death.
So much. You have so much knowledge. I'm not going to get you talking about crocodiles, though, because I know what your stance is on that. Star 106.3.
Boots and belts.